the square of Old Pedregal, and fishing. You are in the square of Old Pedregal, one of the places in the port of Redes, which has undergone a greater urban transformation. Here concludes the Caspar Rodriguez Avenue, the principal access to the lowest part of town. Some of the typical houses of the era were destroyed to build it. From here starts Nueva Street, which continues until the so-called Castillo, an old artillery site. The Pedregal is named after the old pebble beach, where the boats stopped to unload the daily catches, being fishing the main activity of this seafaring town some decades ago. A small wall was used exclusively as a protection for the houses against the high tides. In that era, several elements contributed to the seafaring spirit of the place. On the one hand, they used boats of seto, a traditional practice to fish for sardines, and a specific type of boat called gamela, which aided the big boats. On the other hand, the cabrias played an important role here, supporting the fishing nets after a long day. At the edge of the shore, there were small stones with a small hole used as presses for salting, a process which preserves sardines, and which was another of the great economical activities of this era. As in all marine ports, it could not be complete without a small boatyard to build and repair boats made of wood. This was the daily image of the Pedregal a century ago. Some remains persist of one of the main activities of this time in the village, fishing. The passing of time, the evolution of nearby, wider harbours, the industrialisation of neighbour areas, and migratory movements led to the fishing activity to be eventually gone to the area. Here, at O Pedregal Square, we present to you two paths that we encourage you to try. One heads to Arris, ending in the Moron Point, and its literal fortress, and the other one heading towards Cabanas, a trail that follows the littoral forests and goes up to Rio Sandio Beach.